Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Days before Brian Koberger pled guilty, prosecutors handed the court a list of 180 people they might call to convict him. Newly released filings reported by Fox News put Amanda Koberger on that list. She's his sister. She's already been named on his own defense team's mitigation list. Both sides wanted her in that courtroom for reasons that couldn't have been more different. Within days, he took a deal and ended the case before a jury heard a word of it. 13 months later, he filed 5 handwritten pages from the Idaho Maximum Security Penitentiary, arguing that his family's involvement in his defense is the proof he was coerced into confessing. The people the state lined up against him are the people he's offering as evidence that somebody forced his hand, and whether any of it works comes down to one person who isn't him and isn't the judge. Two sides signed that agreement. He got his life out of it. The four families got one thing back, and it wasn't justice and it wasn't answers. It was finality. That was the entire consideration on their side of the deal. His actual innocence is his truth, I put in air quotes. He told the New York Times, 3 claims hold the petition up. His lawyers were ineffective. Evidence that could have cleared him was kept from him, and he was frightened into signing by lies about what death row in Idaho actually looks like. The mechanism he's using is real, and that needs saying up front, because a lot of the coverage is treating this like a crank letter mailed out of a cell block. Idaho Code Section 19-4901 isn't an appeal. It's a separate civil case, which is the only reason he's still standing, because he signed his appeal rights away as part of the bargain. New evidence is allowed in. He filed inside the window. A judge read that handwriting and assigned a taxpayer-funded lawyer. So the door is open. Anyone telling you this is legally impossible is simply wrong. Now, impossible and odds of it working are two very different things, but is it impossible? No. You can hit a wall there. Once a defendant has been sentenced, Idaho requires him to show manifest injustice before a court will let him take a plea back. Not regret, not a bad trade, a fundamental miscarriage proven by the man doing the asking. And that question, the case against him, is a transcript. He dictated himself. Under oath, he said he understood the agreement. Nobody promised him anything. Nobody forced him. Judge Stephen Hippler asked whether he was pleading guilty because he was guilty, and he said yes. Then he was walked through all 4 killings and asked whether he'd done it deliberately with premeditation. And he said yes to every single one of them. And Taylor stood next to him and told the court she consented. And the judge put one more thing on the record. He said he wanted to be certain this man had actually committed these crimes, because he didn't want him pleading guilty to something he hadn't done. That judge decides whether Koberger was lying then or is lying now. There's exactly one person alive who can get him past that transcript, and it isn't the public defender that he was just assigned. The that statute didn't appear out of nowhere either. Idaho put it on the books in 1967. It was sitting right there while prosecutors walked four families through what a plea would mean. Nobody stood at a microphone in Boise and mentioned that Idaho law hands a convicted man one more swing by right at public expense. They said he can't do it. Can't, won't happen. Well, they didn't read the rules. The second claim is the one pulling all the oxygen, and it's the one nobody is getting right. That includes the people telling you that it amounts to nothing. His petition says clumps of hair were found in Ethan Chapin's hand. That isn't the FBI's phrase. The lab called it debris. Clumps of hair comes out of a book written about this case by a retired FBI agent named Christopher Whitcomb. And Koberger pointed at that book in his Times interview as if it's some sort of evidence and not just some sort of literary abomination. So the language is borrowed. That's not the same as saying there was nothing in his hand. There was something in his hand. When a person is killed, their hands are bagged at autopsy, meaning they literally put bags around their hands. All four of them were. That's not a plot point. It's procedure, and it's the reason it's, there's a reason it's procedure. It's that a person's hands are the last place that they can leave you anything. What they touched, what came off the man doing it to them. Those bags went to the FBI lab, and this is where it gets thin, and I don't mean thin for Koberger. The lab compared what came out of those hands against exactly one person, him. They looked for hair consistent with his head hair sample and wrote down that none of them were found. One name, one comparison, one answer. They never reported whose hair it was, though. The last word that report gives is that the additional debris from Ethan Chapin's right hand was preserved for possible future comparisons. Preserved, set on a shelf, which is a polite way of saying nobody has ever established where it actually came from. So when you hear it was all Ethan's own hair, that runs further than the record goes. A DNA expert working for the defense tested at least one hair out of that hand and found it consistent with Chapin's own. At least one. What the rest of it was, publicly, no one has said. That question had exactly one place it was ever going to get answered. It wasn't buried and it wasn't secret. Ann Taylor put those FBI lab reports in front of the court herself as defense exhibits about 3 weeks before her client pled guilty. Her name is on the filing. Whatever he claims, he was never shown. The record has his own attorney walking towards a courtroom ready to use it. Then he pled. The trial went away, and with it went the only proceeding on earth where somebody would have been put on the stand and made to explain what was in that young man's hand. Nobody has to answer that now. Isn't a technicality? That was part of the deal. There's still a problem with the picture his petition wants you holding. The autopsies indicate Chapin, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez never got to their feet. Chapin was asleep in his girlfriend's bed. A man who never woke up doesn't fill his hands with the killer's hair. That's not a legal argument. That's just physics. And somebody in that room did fight. Zanna Kernodle was on the floor. 67 wounds, according to her autopsy, that was detailed in the filing, which cuts, or with cuts, I should say, that went into the bones of her hands. She's the one person in that house with a real chance of tearing something off the man who did this. Her hands were bagged too. Same lab, same single comparison, same empty result. Her name isn't anywhere in the petition. There's a second piece of hair evidence too, and the coverage keeps mashing the two together, a forensic scientist named Brent Turvey told Fox News Digital he found hairs on the frame of Colonel's bed on the side pressed against the wall, held there by dried blood underneath where Chapin's right hand was photographed. He says the FBI excluded Koberger. That location is the only reason it has traction. And I'll grant it reads like a struggle, but dried blood doesn't really date anything. It tells you the hair was there before the blood and really nothing else. That was Carnoodle's bed. She slept there every night. The blood only pinned down whatever was already there. And for a second, do this. Reach behind your bed. If you don't clean it all the time and consider these are college kids, you know, not usually always the cleanest folks. You might find dust, you might find hair. And if you're being murdered and you're flailing about, you might end up with a handful of whatever the hell is behind the bed in your hand. Doesn't mean it's the murderers. It just means it's dust and stuff. Could that be the answer? Yes, very easily. But is it? Shannon Gray, the attorney for Kaylee Gonzalez's family, put the ceiling on all of it. He told Fox News Digital, the hairs aren't exculpatory. The defense had them. Somebody was going to testify about them. And the at most they established is that another person could have been in that house. Not that Brian Koberger wasn't. And that holds. Even if every strand came back to a stranger, somebody else having been there is not the same claim as him never being there. Unknown hair doesn't lift his DNA off the sheath snap beside Madison Moken's body. It doesn't erase swab or a swab out of the family garbage in Pennsylvania that identified the father or the man who left it. It doesn't undo a K-bar knife sheath and sharpener ordered on Amazon months before. And Turvey wasn't an outsider who pried this loose. He was retained by Koberger's own defense examining Koberger's evidence for Koberger's trial. Which is what takes the floor out from under the claim, as written. Go back to his language. His attorney never told him about that exculpatory discovery that prosecutors handed over. Handed over. The state disclosed it. There's no prosecutor concealing anything here. No suppressed file. One claim aimed at one law firm. The third claim is the flimsiest, and he leans on it the hardest. He says his lawyers promised him life in prison would come with contact visits, freedom of movement, and a job, and frightened him with a story about touring an 8x8 death row cell. A defense attorney doesn't control prison conditions. No lawyer in America can guarantee a client a prison job. And disappointment about how confinement turned out has never been a fundamental miscarriage of justice. So say a judge lets this move forward. Taylor gets sworn. Eliza Mathos and Beacon Barlow get sworn. Turvey is already publicly demanding exactly that. And then the part he doesn't appear to have thought through. His affidavit says both parents and both sisters sat on most of the attorney-client discussions before the deal. He offered that as corroboration. What he built was a witness list. Those four people can be put under oath and asked what was actually said. Privilege belongs to the client. It's his. And he spent it to buy this claim. 3 years of litigation, a venue change, a gag order, and a mountain of sealed filings couldn't get Ann Taylor to say one word about what passed between them. He did that himself by hand from a cell. He's never done the one thing that comes next either. Brian Koberger, under oath, cross-examined by the state of Idaho, about a confession he gave in open court not once in 3 years. That's precisely what the plea bought him. And this position, or petition, I should say, is a request to hand it back. And every one of those hearing dates is a day four families have to decide whether they can sit through it. Which brings it to the only question that decides any of this. Nima Romani, who's been on the show a lot, a former federal prosecutor, laid the realistic path out for Newsweek. The plea gets set aside if Ann Taylor and her team fall on the sword and concede they misled their client or withheld something important, which they won't. They deny it, he said. The attempt largely fails. And Koberger does not get his new trial, which is very likely where this goes. Nowhere. That's the door and the handle. It's on her side. So this comes down to whether one of the most respected capital defenders in Idaho will torch her career, invite a bar complaint, and swear to malpractice, all of it, to hand a second chance to a man who confessed in open court while she stood beside him and told the judge she agreed. Worth remembering what she was actually doing in that case. Over 2 years, Newsweek reported that team tried repeatedly to get the death penalty off the table. They attacked the DNA. They argued his autism diagnosis made him less culpable. They floated an unknown second suspect. None of it worked. And trial was a month out when the deal came together. That isn't a team that cornered a client. That's a team that ran out of road. Lori Levinson, a criminal law professor at Loyola University, and a former federal prosecutor, put it to Newsweek another way. Unless he can show everyone lied to him, the plea sticks. None of that makes this frivolous. And none of it makes it impossible. It just means the outcome was never his to control. And there's a piece on winning that he seems to have set at zero. If a judge vacated that plea, the agreement dissolves with it, and the agreement is the only reason the death penalty came on the table. Nima Romani called him foolish for trying, and said that if this case is tried, there's a very good chance he's convicted and sentenced to death. Idaho Attorney General Rule Labrador said his office stands ready to do whatever is necessary. He's petitioning for the return of the needle. The lawyer he's calling ineffective is the one who got it taken away. Saving his life is the failure he's alleging. But his ledger isn't the one that matters. Christy Gonzalez told Newsweek she believes this is judicial games and she's confident it goes nowhere. And if a judge did grant a new trial, her family's all for it. The Gonzalez family called it the mosquito you can't swat. And said he wants another chance to roll the dice. That's a receipt. They wanted the trial, and they gave it up. No jury, no witness, no state made to prove a single element out loud in front of the world, surrendered in exchange for one thing. That it would be finished. And nobody had the authority to promise it. Not the prosecutor who negotiated it, not the judge who accepted it, not the agreement every one of them signed. Ethan Chapin was 20. Zanna was 20. Madison was 21. Kaylee Gonzalez was 21. Their families were told the case was closed. A man with a pen, a cell, and the rest of his life proved otherwise in 5 handwritten pages. And there is no filing, no ruling, and no hearing on any calendar anywhere that gives that back to them. Where do you think this goes? Anywhere? Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. And if you've not done so already, be sure to check out the podcast. Take the audio version of this program with you wherever you go. The QR code is on the screen right now on YouTube. If that's where you're watching us, just follow us there and it'll take you to whatever podcast player you prefer. Go check it out and hit subscribe. We do appreciate that. And you'll like it too. All right. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi! Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.